Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow, 18 up to 21. Johannesburg, 15, 19. Polokwane, 18 up to 23.
On the roads in four ways, that truck accident that actually happened this morning on the N1 North after the Winnie Mandela Drive exit, still causing heavy delays in the area. It is also affecting the N1 South, heading towards the Winnie Mandela Drive exit. And then we got a message in on the WhatsApp line from Zune. There is an over 20-minute delay in Benoni on Tom Jenkins Road North, heading towards Soutpansberg Road. The visibility is very poor, so please drive safely. Switch your lights on.
In your sport headlines, the Spinners must come to the party at the Champions Trophy to give the Proteas a chance, and Everton's new stadium welcomes 10,000 fans for a test event.
The city of Tshwane has confirmed that the Zanzu nightclub in Pretoria has been operating illegally. The club has been closed by police after videos of torture at the establishment emerged on social media. Spokesperson Selby Bokaba says the club was zoned as a Category 1 business for refreshments and not as a nightclub.
In 2022, we received a complaint that there was contravention of the city's bylaws and that the establishment was being used for reasons which they were not zoned for. Our building inspectors went there and they found that indeed this was the case.
Meanwhile, the parliament has condemned the content of the video that put the establishment under the spotlight. In the video, five men are being harassed and sexually assaulted by the nightclub's then security. Zanzu says it cut ties with the security company who the alleged perpetrators worked for. The chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Constitutional Development, Xola Ngola, raised questions about why the charges were not filed when the incident was first brought to their attention. In other news, experts, academics and thought leaders weighed in on South Africa's role as the current G20 president. This now at the Gauteng G20 launch dialogue. It's hosted by the city of Johannesburg at the University of Johannesburg. And here's our reporter, Anastasia Mokgobu, who's there.
South Africa's strained relationship with the United States adds to the growing list of challenges on President Cyril Ramaphosa's desk as the current chair of the G20. That's according to Dr. Oscar van Heerden from the University of Johannesburg Center for Diplomacy and Leadership. Van Heerden believed that taking a firm stance, even if it challenges the U.S., is a necessary move for South Africa in asserting its position on the global stage.
The United States can't be surprised that there is talk of a different international system.
The discussion comes as tension between South Africa and the U.S. remain in the spotlight, particularly regarding trade relations, Pretoria's non-aligned stance on global conflicts, and diplomatic engagements with countries like Russia and China. Anastasia Mokgobu, Jacaranda FM News at UJ.
And finally, Kruger National Park Regional Ranger Bruce Leslie has speeded to communities across the spectrum to assist the park with reporting any rhino poaching related activities happening in and around the park. He says the killing of at least 35 rhinos is a number last seen in 2019. Briefing the media on the latest rhino killings, Leslie has called on environmental agencies to assist the park with rhino poaching.
Encourage people to help and bring forward information on any poaching syndicates from community level to international level. We need help and we are appealing to conservation agencies and law enforcement to help and assist. And
he adds that the park can never have enough rangers to curb poaching. I'm Adeline Fisher, more news at 6.
When you hear,
hey everybody, this is Ed Sheeran. Give me
the shivers. What's up, it's Ariana Grande.
Hey, it's me, Justin Bieber.
Bieber.
I'll settle for the ghost of you.
Hey, it's Olivia Rodrigo.
Well, good for you, you look happy and healthy.
You know it's more music you love on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM, the station that sounds like you.